A guy was on a train in Russia a few days ago, opened a door to get some air. He fell out of the train. Now, another guy saw this happen, but instead of trying to offer any help, he started drinking the beer that the guy had left behind when he fell out.
Wow.
And then stole his luggage. No word on the guy's condition or whether police are looking into the situation. But yeah, nice guy. Oh, he fell out. Oh, look, there's a beer here.
What about windows? Why go immediately for the door?
I don't know.
A new survey asked kids what their favorite vegetables are. Here's the top five. Coming in at number five at 19% of kids liking it, broccoli. Number four, corn. I can agree to that. Number three, cucumbers at 23%. At two, peas at 34%. And the number one favorite vegetable for kids, coming in at 42%, kids said they like carrots.
A team from Philadelphia's advanced the Little League World Series on Sunday thanks to their 13-year-old girl pitcher, Moni Davis. She pitched a complete game shutout. Nice. Their first game of the series is this Friday. Not clear if she'll pitch in that game or their next one. Apparently, she's got a curveball and a 70-mile-an-hour fastball, which is well above average for a Little League.
Wow. Last month, Weird Al Yankovic scored his first ever number one album. It wasn't really shocking, though, that he'd never had one, but it was a big deal that he got one now after 30-plus years in the business. So Billboard.com has a list of the 15 surprising artists without a number one album. It includes David Bowie, The Who, Aretha Franklin, Sting, James Taylor, Kiss, and Bob Marley.
None of those have had a number one, huh?
Wow. No, they come close at like number two.
But yeah, but not a number one. Some members of a church in Newcastle, Ohio, have been protesting a nearby strip club for years now. But this past Sunday, the strippers turned things around when they showed up and protested the church. Some of them protested topless, which, by the way, is legal in Ohio.